A research conducted by the Center for Democratic Development, CDD Ghana, shows that poor information flow is hampering operations in the district assemblies and the communities. This has led to poor service delivery in the decentralized institutions. The center, with support from the European Union, has therefore launched a social accountability project in Accra, which seeks to enhance information flow and improve transparency and accountability system of local governance in the assemblies. Sandra Danso and Charles Edu Ejepong have filed this report.
The 36-month project seeks to increase citizens' understanding and participation in the decision-making processes in communities with a focus on traditional authorities, physically challenged persons, and grassroots political activists. The program's officer of CDD Ghana, PNK Abrampa, gives an overview of the project.
The social accountability project is expected to be implemented in 17 districts across the country. The strategy is that at least you have a district pick from each region, but it all will be based on the desk review and the surveys that we are doing to inform our selection. And the project is supposed to end for 36 months, starting from last year, June, and ending in June 2014. The basic objective of the project is to try and bridge the gap between the local authorities, district assemblies, and the communities they seek to serve. Various researches by the center and other institutions have shown that there is a knowledge gap as to what is happening at assemblies and the way people can participate. And there's also a supply limitation. So there's a need and a conscious effort to be made to try and bridge this gap so that to make the assemblies accountable.
The head of cooperation of the EU delegation in Ghana, Kurt Cornelis, said the EU is convinced that accountability of public officials and citizens' empowerment are the bedrock of good governance and prerequisites for effective democracy. He said the EU, by providing support to the project, will contribute to good governance and improve service delivery. Mr. Cornelis noted that in promoting social accountability, civil society organizations have a role to play in helping government to understand citizens' priorities better.
A report was filed by Sandra Danso and Charles Edwige Fong.